Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
What really happens behind the scenes at work? Award-winning author and screenwriter Juliana Newland joins us on This Week in America to discuss her hilarious and insightful book, All Up Your Business, Managing Your Business Crap. Drawing on more than three decades of experience in corporate management, government, nonprofits, and public affairs, Juliana shares practical advice for navigating office politics, performance reviews, difficult coworkers, workplace gossip, job interviews, and much more. With a style compared to Irma Bombeck and Dave Barry, Juliana discovers real-world business wisdom wrapped in humor, helping readers survive the challenges of modern work while keeping their sanity intact. Her award-winning screenplay adaptation of the book has also earned recognition from film festivals around the world. Whether you're just starting your career, managing a team, or trying to survive another Monday morning meeting, All Up Your Business has laughs, lessons, and practical takeaways, and recipient, by the way, of the Literary Titan Book Award. And author Juliana Newland is our guest on This Week in America. Juliana, pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rick. I'm very happy to be here with you today.
Love the book. So much to talk about. The book's available wherever books are sold. We'll give you all of that information. After over 30 decades in the business world, what now decided, what motivated you? What was your decision to write this book at this time, All Up Your Business?
Well, I think the decision came after I retired, after three decades in the workforce. And there was just so many things that I observed in management, especially 24 years for a Fortune 500 company. And there were so many different processes and programs that I observed that were either, to me, just ludicrous or almost sad. So after I retired and I had some time on my hands, I thought, well, I should make good use of this information and share it with others. But I did not want to write a business textbook. No way. No way. I wanted to write something that was witty and funny and helpful and more of a worker's guide to how to deal with these things that you mentioned at the beginning. So that's what I intended to do, and that's what I set out to do, and I did.
Mission accomplished. You've done that. This is an easy read. It's a fun read. It will have you thinking. It will have you laughing. The book is available again wherever books are sold. The title is All Up Your Business. This is a revised edition. Be sure to check for that. We'll give you where the book's available and Juliana's website here in just a second. The book is, you got short chapters. You've got bulleted points. You really make this easy, and you've even got some cocktails you recommend with business names in there as well. And you've got the muse that's there to amuse us as we're reading this. Talk about how you went about setting up this book, the way that it's there. It's so presentable. How do you do that?
Well, Rick, it was actually almost happenstance, because the part of it that deals with business advice came naturally. It came first. And then as I was writing, I kept running into brain fog, and I would tease myself and say, oh, I hope my muse comes to help me through this and help me be more creative. And so that began the idea of including a muse in the book, right in the book, who is supposed to help me with my creative writing, but she tends to like to go clubbing instead. So she's introduced in the book, and she and I have our tussles. She's just kind of a smart ass, and she likes, and many people say that's probably my counter ego. But she likes to argue with me, and she's very snappy. She is kind of an odd dresser. She wears gacho pants and a tube top, and she likes to hang out in my closet or go clubbing. So that's the muse part of it. The cocktail drinks, who in business doesn't want to come home and have a cocktail after work, after a hard day at work? So these cocktails are craft cocktails, and they're original recipes that were created by two bartender friends of mine here at a restaurant in Indianapolis. And I gave them business type names like networking and thinking outside the box and quarterly reports. So they're very good recipes. And I think whoever buys my book, in addition to enjoying the parts about the muse and the business advice, can try those recipes and find out that those are really good craft cocktails.
And as you're reading the book, you come to that. It's like, well, it must be time to have a craft cocktail.
That's right.
It's no longer a suggestion. It's sort of a command. It's in the book. I need to
do it.
The book is all up in your business. I mentioned a 30-year career, 24 years at Fortune 500 companies. How did that impact the writing of the book? And that, as you were going back and thinking through the 30-some years, what type of changes did you see? We talk about a modern workplace. How was it different from when you started?
When I started, there was a very pervasive, one thing I want to mention, when I started, is there was a very pervasive good old boys club.
Yes.
In management. And that was back in the 1990s is when I started in 1990 to work for the Fortune 500 company. And I was the first female in the government relations department for this company. And I think people looked at me as almost a test, a pilot project to see if I could make it, if I could cut it. And so that was a big issue to deal with. And it took help from a mentor, which is one thing I put in my book that I strongly advise people is to get a mentor, either a man or a woman who can help you through the pit, help you avoid the pitfalls and help you with preparing for your performance review, et cetera. So I was lucky to have very good mentors that helped me. And then I, in turn, mentored new women as they came into the company. And another big thing is there's more flexibility in work now than there was, certainly was back in the 1990s. There's more work from home capabilities. There's more daycare availability for workers, and there's more flexible hours. And those are the types of things that I think we can really give credit to the Generation X and millennials for pushing hard. When they came into the workforce, they saw the baby boomers who were working 60 hours a week, and they thought, oh, I'm not doing that. So they made it clear to their management that they were going to work a 40 or 50 hour week and have some flexibility to be able to take time to take their kids to the doctors and things like that.
That's really welcome changes in the workplace. It has changed when you think about it dramatically. And like 1990s don't seem that far, that long ago. And yet, in recent memories, it was a whole different workplace. The name of the book is All Up Your Business. That's B-I-Z-N-E-S-S, Managing Your Business Crap. And there's more business crap. This is the revised edition. Juliana's website is Juliana Newland, N-E-W-L-A-N-D.com. It's her name. That's her website. Juliana, where's the best place to buy the book? I say literally all over the place. Where do you recommend they buy the book? And they can do it on your website, too.
They can get it through my website. Amazon.com is the best place to get the book. The book comes in several different formats. It comes in paperback, audiobook, and ebook, and also in Spanish. So you can find all these versions on Amazon. And if you do buy the book, and I hope you do buy the book because I think you will enjoy it, please leave a review for me because I do read the reviews and I like to see what people have to say. And if you want to contact me, go to my website. There's a contact form, and I tried at least weekly to answer people's questions and requests on my website.
Do you engage in social media? Is your Facebook any of those? Can we follow you?
Yes, yes, I do. And you can follow me through my website on those, on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. And I think that's it.
You know, just when you think you've covered all of them, they come up with another one. It's so difficult to stay on top of all these, and you feel you should be engaged in all of these. If you just go to Juliana's website, you can link on to all of that, JulianaNewland.com. And you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on to Juliana's website as well. I've got all sorts of topics I'd like to mention during the course of the conversation, but I'll start with your favorite topics. What are some of the topics that you enjoyed most in reflecting on and writing in your book?
I enjoyed writing about mentors because it's something that's very near and dear to my heart, and I mentioned that. I also enjoyed writing about working from home, and I start describing what it was like for me when I came back to work when I was after vacation, right when the pandemic started in March of 2020. And I came back to work and the parking lot was almost empty. And I thought, is this a Saturday or are they fumigating the building? I mean, what's going on? There were hardly any cars there. So I went inside and got on my computer and found out that all non-essential employees were asked to work from home because of the pandemic. And I figured out then I'm a non-essential employee, so I should go home. So I decided how to carve out a little workplace on the dining room table. But that was working from home, that whole experience, reliving it and talking about it, that was very interesting and very fun for me. I also enjoyed talking about the Good Old Boys Club because, as I said, it was a very pervasive thing when I was started working there. It's less so now, but it still exists, but it's less so now. I also enjoyed preparing for asking for a pay raise. I enjoyed writing about that because I have some practical experience that I wanted to include with that, and I did. And the main message in there is don't assume anything. Especially don't assume that your manager or your boss knows all of your good deeds, because they may probably have several people reporting to them. It's your responsibility to advocate for yourself. You have to tell your boss things that you've done, projects you've worked on that have been very successful for the company, for the manufacturing side, whatever. And especially if you get the opportunity to work with teams from other departments, ask that manager to talk to your manager about the benefit that you brought to the project and the team. So those are the things, the topics that I especially enjoyed writing about. And the muse.
Well, and I'll throw in the cocktails as well. What's a muse without, yes, without a cocktail recipe? The book is
right.
All up in your business. Let's talk about workplace drama. We see that more and more, especially as people are not going back to work and they're spending time together. There's office gossip. How do you handle all of that? And can it hurt your career if you get caught up in the office drama? One thing to be a spectator. It's another thing, I guess, to be a participant.
I talk about BMWs, like the car, but I call them bitchers, moaners, and whiners. Those are the people that you really need to stay away from because they add drama. They live in drama, and they will pull you and the department down. So the best advice I give is to just stay away from the BMWs. Don't add fuel to the fire. Don't start talking with them about whatever their problem is. If anything, offer some helpful advice, but generally it's better just to stay away from them. Drama is, the workforce is a microcosm of society as a whole. So the workforce, the workplace has a lot of drama and it's behavioral, a lot of different behaviors. And the person who can best adapt to these different environments and different behaviors is going to be the one who is most successful, I think.
How about office romance? Everybody's back together now, and I mentioned connection and working together, collaboration. Hookup is probably the next word that I would use in that sequence of words. How damaging is that, and how frequent is that, do you think?
I think it's less frequent now than it used to be because number one, and this is more environmental, but there are fewer office parties that have liquor. So that's one basic reason why there's fewer office hookups that occur usually when people have too much to drink. But I think that people are more sensitive and companies have become more aware of the problems that are caused, sexual harassment, favoritism, et cetera, when there are office hookups that occur. And I think that part of the training and some of the managers express to their employees is just don't do it. It's not worth it. You're going to cause a lot of schism here in the workplace, and it's probably not good for your overall mental health anyway.
All Up Your Business is the book. The author is Juliana Newland. Her website is juliananewland.com. A link on her website. And while you're there, you'll learn more about the book, be able to order it there as well. Do you think the teachings in your book are relatable for men and women? And let's even expand that to one generation or another. It's a multi-generational workforce now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I hope my book appeals across the generations. That was my intent. When I had just the manuscript, I had different ages of people, men and women, read it and tell me if they thought they related to it, if it was good or what needed to be changed. And to a person, they all said, yes, I can identify, whether it was a baby boomer or a millennial or Generation X. They said, I can identify with these things to various degrees, one or the other. So I think, and men and women, I will critique myself and say that it probably, since I'm female, it tends to trend more towards being of interest to women. But I have had men read it as the manuscript, and they have enjoyed it too, and they've provided input. So it's intended to be for everyone, but I think it's especially helpful to new employees. And I recommend, listen up, business schools, that all the business schools in the United States should have this book as part of the curriculum. So that's my little plug there.
Well, I think you're onto something, because a lot of the topics you talk about are real world situations that aren't necessarily discussed in business school. So here's an opportunity to show them exactly what happens, what's going to happen to you when you're in the workplace, and how you need to adjust. Let's talk about workplace etiquette. And it's a speak your mind type of society we're living in now. Talking about the impact of that, going into the workplace and understanding your role in the workplace, sort of assessing the power structure in the workplace.
That's one of the first things you need to do when you go into the workplace, is to understand what the power structure is, what the lineup is of people who report to whom and why, and to understand that you're part of a team. You're part of a department. Even if you're the only one, you're part of a bigger department. And it's helpful if you can understand the big picture as well as your own little picture. And I think that the best thing to do is to go in with an open mind, but also just remember some basic etiquette, some basic manners that hopefully your parents taught you or you taught yourself, which is, you know, when you're in an open office, don't talk loudly. And I talk loudly, so that was difficult for me. But when you're in an open office setting, do not talk loudly. Be quiet. And when you wear headphones, you have to be mindful that somebody may be trying to get your attention. So that all that can be learned in time. But it just blew my mind when I worked in an open office that people would shout across the room at each other. And I would look up and say, hey, you know, come on. But that just people not thinking and just doing what they want to do and not thinking of others, and that's certainly not good.
How about office attire? We went through the casual Friday, which was revolutionary. Then it became a casual Friday, and then carry over into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, getting right ready for Friday. And you see some people that are dressed, maybe because they're going clubbing afterwards, they don't want to take the time to run home and change. What is appropriate for dress? And do we even have rules anymore? Because we just went through a period, as you mentioned, working at home and just wearing sweats and shorts at home.
I think it depends on the workplace. It depends on where you are. Certain offices have more, more structure, and they require more of a business casual or business dress. When I started working, it was business dress only. There was no casual to it at all. And then we came into casual Fridays. But that took some time. I think that you have to talk to your manager and understand what the dress code is. I think it's gotten a little too lax. And again, though, it depends on where you're working from. And if you're meeting with customers, you probably ought to have business casual attire or business attire on. And if you're working in manufacturing, it's a little bit different. But if you're in an office setting, you need to be mindful, if you're going to have customers coming in to visit with you, that you should dress for the occasion and respect them and have more of a business casual attire or business attire that you're wearing.
Do you feel there's any correlation between what you're wearing and your business attitude? And I say that sometimes if you find yourself working from home and you've got the sweats on and you're really not in a business frame of mind. But once you put that tie on, once you get the knot in the tie and you're ready to go, comparable, whatever it is on the women's side. But do you feel like you're more businesslike if you're more business dressed appropriate?
Absolutely. And maybe some people can overcome that, but I think if you're more casually dressed, you tend to think more casually and you're not as tuned in. I think if you're more dressed up with a tie for a man or a girdle, now you know how old I am, a girdle for a woman, that you, you know, you recognize your posture, you think a little more positively, and you're sharper. I think you're sharper when you're dressed more businesslike.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the tips that you give that most people wouldn't think about, certainly not taught in business school. And I love the one, become friends with the boss's secretary. And that makes so much sense, doesn't it? Talk about the benefits of that and having that relationship with somebody like that.
Well, I say that from first-hand experience. All of the vice presidents where I worked had administrative assistants, and I quickly came to learn that if you wanted to get in to see that vice president, you had to respect and appreciate their administrative assistant, because let's face it, they're the ones who will decide whether or not to put your name on the calendar.
Yes.
And you might as well treat them with respect and say hello and maybe bring them a cup of coffee or whatever. Just show them some respect. And don't think because you have a title that gets you into the office and bypassing the administrative assistant. Don't ever do that. That will get you in big trouble, because eventually they will let their boss know and the boss won't respect you for doing that.
And you call them administrative assistants. I would have been in trouble from the beginning of referring to her as a secretary.
Right.
So,
right.
And see, and I just said her, it could have been a guy there. So
I
got two strikes against me already. I should have reread the book before we started to talk this morning. And the book is All Up Your Business, the book available wherever books are sold, direct you to Amazon. It's there in all of the formats. Juliana Newland is the author and our guest. Her website is julianannewland.com, book available again wherever books are sold. What type of response are you getting to the book? The book, there's serious topics that you talk about that impact all of us in the workplace, but done in a humorous way, a very easy to read book as well. I love the layout of the book. What kind of feedback are you getting?
Very positive. Of interest of late, in addition to radio stations and podcasts and newspapers all around the United States and in Great Britain, I've sparked interest in the Ivy League universities. They've contacted me and want me to do a podcast, Zoom podcast.
Interesting.
With their students and faculty. And it started with Harvard, and it's kind of gone like brush fire through all of the Ivy League universities. And also now USC and UCLA have invited me to speak to their students by Zoom. So that's been the latest cadre of people who have expressed interest in my book and wanting me to talk to them about it and be available to answer questions.
That really says something. We talked about the fact that you don't learn everything you need in business school. It gives you the foundation, but maybe some of the things that are more practical are overlooked. Somebody sensed that, and then somebody else sensed the other school. Harvard was doing it, so we're going to do it too. And I love
right.
the success you're having with that. And I mentioned award-winning screenwriter. This the screen-written adaptation that you've done of the book presented and winning awards in Cannes, which is about as big as they get, in Los Angeles, New York, all around the world. Talk about that and the fact that maybe someday we'll see this on the big screen.
Well, I would hope so. That would be wonderful. But I wrote the screenplay about a year after the book came out, and it has the same title as the book, All Up in Your Business, Managing Your Business Crap. And I just found different screenplay competitions that were open around the United States and in Great Britain and submitted my screenplay and won several places. I won first place and quarterfinalists or whatever have you. But that was very exciting. And it wasn't the big Cannes It was an offshoot of it. I want to make that clear. I did not win at the Big Cans. It was an offshoot of it. But I got a trophy for that, and it was very nice. I didn't get an Academy Award presentation. So, anyway, it was a whole different experience writing a screenplay. It really brought out a lot more of my creativity, and it's much longer, of course, than the book. So that I was glad to see that it was well received in different quarters of Great Britain and the United States.
So we can hopefully look forward to seeing that on television, the big screen at some point. A couple minutes left. I love the title, All Up Your Business, Bizness, Managing Your Business Crap. How did you come up with that title? Because it does capture your attention.
It was really almost a lark, I guess is the right word. I can't point to any one thing that caused it to happen. It just sprung into my head. And once I got the first part of it, the second part came right along with it. So Bizness is a way that I've heard people, younger people especially, say business, that business or business. So that's how that is coming about. And I'm glad that I stuck with that title because it does catch attention. And that was the whole idea.
Well, in managing your business crap, I can see your muse saying that. Is that where you got the
Right.
idea? That's something that she would say.
Yes,
Well,
indeed.
the book is available wherever books are sold. The link on our website that takes you to Juliana's website, juliananewland.com. Very simple to remember. That's her name. All Up Your Business, Bizness, if you're searching. Juliana, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I wish you much
Thank
continued
you.
success with the book, the screenplay, everything you're working. Are you working on a follow-up to this?
No, I'm not. I'm spending 24 hours a day marketing the book I have now and having great opportunities like this one to talk about it. So that's what I'm focusing on for the next year or so, is trying to get more books sold and have opportunities to share my work career and other ideas I have about how to survive in the workforce.
I'm going to take 30 seconds here. What's this shift been like from you in doing this, going from award-winning screenwriter, author, award-winning author as well, to now businesswoman, marketing executive? What's this been like? Totally shifting gears from that creative spark that you were going through to now marketing.
It's been exhausting. It really has been exhausting, Rick. I guess I should knock on wood that I have scheduled typically each weekday four 1 hour interviews a day. And
Wow.
then I prep for them between interviews. I do all my own. I don't have an administrative assistant, so I do all my own scheduling and all my own confirmation and rescheduling and all that. And so, and trying to keep up with email. Oh my Lord. I spent 5 hours yesterday doing email, and that was only 2 days worth of emails.
Wow. You
Yeah.
are quite busy with this, and this
Yes.
hasn't been quite an hour. It may seem like it, but it hasn't been an hour. So this would be a short one for you. You can fill this in with everything going. I love what you've done with the book. What an amazing career you have had, and now reflecting it in the book, what really happens behind the scenes at work. The book is All Up Your Business. Juliana, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate it.
Fun
Thank you.
conversation. Thank you. And you can listen to Juliana and all of our interviews, 28 podcast platforms we're on, including all the big ones, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Odyssey, Audible, TuneIn, Google. Of course, look for us on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, literally all over the place. While you're there, like and subscribe for more inspiring conversations.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.